The following Dharma talk was given by Jodi Hojin Kimmel at the Zen Center of New York City. Hojin Sensei is the abbot of the Zen Center and head priest at Zen Mountain Monastery. This talk, like all of our talks, is offered free of charge. If you would like to make a donation or find out more about our various programs, visit us online at zmm.org/zcnyc. Thanks for listening.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to those of you who are here for the first time. Thank you for coming. So today is Mother's Day, celebrating mothers, those of you that are. The Tibetans say we have all been mothers at one time. Somebody is our mother. And we have different relationships to mother. We're all, in a sense, mothering our lives. Today I felt a little experimental, scary. In some ways, mothering myself, and some things I want to expand within the Sangha and try out. And I wanted to read something for those of you who are new. This is a training period where we're studying relationships, right relationships, and gratitude. We're reading the Bodhisattva's Four Methods of Guidance by a Zen teacher from the 12th century named Dogen. And this piece he wrote in 1243. He was born in 1200, so he's 43 years old writing this piece. And I'd like, as I read it, one of the ways we do Dharma study is compassionate, deep listening, and just letting the Dharma flow in that stillness of Zazen. And this fascicle of Dogen's, as well as the writings of many teachers, is often referred to as grandmotherly kindness, that they're helping us try to see our true nature, and they're like grandmothers. They're trying all these methods of used in the Zen tradition of trying to get us to see the nature of reality, right? And the expression in Zen is known as Robai Shin. Shin is heart-mind, grandmotherly mind, Robai Shin, or grandmotherly kindness. And Master Dogen was the first one that actually taught this grandmotherly kindness, from what I found. And he speaks in great lengths to us about this kind of compassion and empathy, this kind of kindness that we can give to one another, be grandmotherly. And if a person is genuine, he says, far from being cruel or uncaring, the action will be this grandmotherly kindness. Because sometimes grandmotherly kindness, as my teacher would say, is knocking someone's feet out from under them to save their life, you know, pushing them over a cliff, so to speak, so they will wake up. And sometimes it feels like, what just happened? That, you know, it felt like cruel. But then the more we sort of feel it, we can feel it actually wasn't, that it was out of kindness. And so it's happened many times in my training. And I went away complaining and realized my shell started to break a little bit, my protective shell, my views, my opinions were opened a bit. And we shouldn't get hooked on divisions of who's a grandmother. This is not about identity or gender. It's a state of mind, this grandmotherly kindness, mothering. It's a way within living beings. It's identity with living beings. And this may be you, and this may be me. So a bodhisattva, for those of you who are new, just a bodhisattva is a being, a human being that remains in the world in this swirling, samsaric, suffering world to help living beings. They don't sort of, you know, go for their own enlightenment and then check out, but they stay within the world and work with people because they realize that we have to come along together. We can't just like say like, okay, I'm done. I'm leaving you all there. It's like, that doesn't happen. So we manifest in the world with whoever we work with, whoever we're with in our families to try and bring out this Buddha mind, right? And you've come today, and that says something, that you turned to the Dharma this morning. Whatever that is, don't know. It's a mystery all the time. Ask everyone in here why they showed up. You'll get all these different responses. So after each method of guidance I'll read, I would also like you to participate. So one of the ways that we can interact is through formal ways a teacher interacts with the community is through Mondo, which is more of a question and answer. There's Dharma Encounter, which is a face-to-face meeting, one-on-one in public. And this is going to be a mixture of both with an aspect of creative expression, allowing ourselves to bring in our creative aspect. So it'll come out of the silence of your sitting. I'll ask you a question, and you can just say a response. First thought, best thought. One thing about the arts, if you're in it, we don't have to make sense. But it's coming, there is a sense. It's touching an intuitive sense, a knowing that's deep within us that we all have. And it's just allowing that to come through. It's very simple. And I encourage you to use all of your senses in your response. Not think outside the box. Just, you are outside the box already. So don't make it a box. So let your senses come alive, and you don't have to make sense. It'll make sense. It all makes sense. We've heard that song before. So the first one, so this is a chapter from the Shobogenzo, one of Dogen's masterworks. It's got several hundred fascicles in it of kind of the most profound religious material in the Dharma tradition. And I think you'll find an entry point by just letting it come in your zazen. And he teaches these four methods for guiding people to live in peace and harmony with other human beings. And these four are giving, kind speech, beneficial action, and identity action. We'll see how far we get, okay? And this is translation by Kaz Ta-Nehisi. So you can keep your eyes open. You can just don't check out. So stay present, just listening. Giving. Giving means non-greed. Non-greed means not to covet. Not to covet means to not curry favor. Even if you govern the four continents, you should always convey the authentic path with non-greed. It is like giving away unneeded belongings to someone you don't know, to offer flowers blooming on a distant mountain to the Tathagata, or again, to offer treasures you had in a former life to sentient beings. Whether it is a teaching or of material, Each gift has its value and is worth giving. Even if the gift is not your own, there is no reason to keep from giving. The question is not whether the gift is valuable, but whether there is genuine merit. When you leave the way to the way, you attain the way. At the time of attaining the way is always left to the way. When treasure is left just as treasure, treasure becomes giving. You give yourself to yourself and others to others. The power of the causal relations of giving reaches to devas, human beings, and even enlightened sages. When giving becomes actual, such causal relations are immediately formed. The Buddha said, "When a person who practices giving goes to an assembly, people take notice. Know that the mind of such a person communicates subtly with others. This being so, give even a phrase or a verse of the truth. It will be a wholesome seed for this time or other lifetimes. Give your valuables, even a penny or a blade of grass. It will be a wholesome root for this or other lifetimes. The truth can turn into valuables. Valuables can turn into the truth. This is all because the giver is willing." A king, Emperor Tai of the Tang Dynasty, gave his beard as medicine to cure his retainer's disease. A child offered sand to Buddha and became King Ashoka in a later birth. They were not greedy for reward, but only shared what they could. To launch a boat or to build a bridge is an act of giving. If you study giving closely, you see that to accept a body and to give up the body are both giving. Making a living and producing things can be nothing other than giving. To leave flowers to the wind, to leave birds to the seasons, are also acts of giving. Great King Ashoka was able to offer enough food for hundreds of monks with half a microballon. People who practice giving should understand that King Ashoka thus proved the greatness of giving. Not only should you make an effort to give, but also to be mindful of every opportunity to give. You are born into this present life because you originally embodied the merit of giving from the past. The Buddha said, "If you are to practice giving to yourself, how much more so to your parents, your partners, and children? Thus know that to give to yourself is part of giving. To give to your family is also giving. Even when you give a particle of dust, you should rejoice in your own act because you authentically transmit the merit of all Buddhas and begin to practice an act of a bodhisattva. The mind of a sentient being is difficult to change. Keep on changing the minds of sentient beings from the moment that you offer one valuable to the moment they attain the way. You should be initiated by giving. Thus, giving is the first of the six paramitas, six realizations. Mind is beyond measure. Things are given beyond measure. And yet in giving, mind transforms the gift, and the gift transforms the mind. So, what comes to mind around giving? When you hear giving, just say something that strikes you about giving. You can just call it out. I'll take 11 of them. It's your pop. Let it pop like popcorn.
Flowers.
Love.
Love.
Attention.
Knowledge.
What?
Knowledge.
Time.
Knowledge. Time.
Non-greed.
What's non-greed?
Big hugs.
Big hugs.
Being treated to a meal.
Being treated to a meal.
No self. No effort. Receiving.
Giving out.
Okay. Great. Giving. Flower love. Attention knowledge. Time. No greed. Big hug. Being trusted to a meal. No self. Giving up. Well done, Sangha. Kind speech means that when you see a sentient being, you arouse the heart of compassion. You arouse the heart of compassion when you see a sentient being and offer words of loving care. It's contrary to cruel and violent speech. You arouse the heart of compassion and offer words of loving care. It's contrary to cruel or violent speech. In the secular world, there is the custom of asking after someone's health. In the Buddha way, there is the phrase, please treasure yourself. And the respectful address to seniors, may I ask how you are? It is a kind speech to speak to sentient beings as you would to a baby. Praise those with virtue, pity those without it. If kind speech is offered little by little, kind speech expands. Try it, you'll like it. He didn't write that. Thus, even kind speech that is not ordinarily known or seen comes into being. Be willing to practice it for this entire present life. Do not give up. World after world, life after life, kind speech is the basis of reconciling rulers and subduing enemies. Those who hear kind speech from you have a delighted expression and a joyful mind. Those who hear of your kind speech will be deeply touched. They will always remember it. Know that kind speech arises from kind heart, and kind heart from the seed of compassionate heart. Ponder the fact that kind speech is not just praising the merit of others, it has the power to turn the destiny of a nation. What kind of speech arises from a kind heart, I ask you? Call it out.
Welcoming.
Welcoming.
Inspiring.
Think outside the box. Use your senses.
Think before.
It's so good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Direct contact. Benevolence. Belonging.
Caring.
Huh? You said? Oh, do you have one? No. Kind speech.
Listening.
Introducing yourself to a homeless person.
I love you.
Generosity.
Okay, one more.
Recognition.
Our poem on kind speech. Welcoming. Inspired. Think before. So good to see you. Direct contact. Benevolent being. Listening. Introduce yourself to a homeless person. I love you. Generosity, recognition. Nice job. Good link verse. Beneficial action. Beneficial action is skillfully to benefit all classes of sentient beings. That is, to care about their distant and near future and to help them by using skillful means. In ancient times, someone helped a caged tortoise. Another took care of a sick sparrow. They did not expect a reward. They were moved to do so only for the sake of beneficial action. Foolish people think that if they help others first, their own benefit will be lost. But this is not so. Beneficial action is an act of oneness, benefiting self and others together. To greet petitioners, a lord of old stopped 3 times in the middle of his bath to arrange his hair and 3 times left the dinner table. He did this solely with the intention of benefiting others. I'll be right back. He did not mind instructing even subjects of other lords. Thus, benefit friend and enemy equally. Benefit self and others alike. If you have this heart, even beneficial action for the sake of grass, trees, wind, and water is spontaneous and unremitting. Happy Mother's Day, Mother Earth. This being so, make a wholehearted effort to help the ignorant. Beneficial action. What arises for you? Just let it come.
How may I help?
What a joy.
Can I help you with anything else?
Is this your first time here? You can take your shoes off and head on.
Jesus, Ryan. Was that kind speech? Say it again.
Is this your first time here? You can take your shoes off and head right on in.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Dance.
Are you okay?
I have time.
I have time? Yeah.
Breakups?
Did I hear that? Yeah.
Is this okay?
Wait. Is this okay?
Energy?
You
Come on in.
What's that?
Come on in.
Come on in.
Take my hand.
Okay, that's it.
Bowl of grapes.
Okay. Who's that last one?
Okay. Bowl of grapes.
Okay. How may I help? Beneficial action. What a joy, beneficial action. Can I help with anything else? Beneficial action. Beneficial action. Is this your first time here? Take your shoes off and head on in upstairs. Beneficial action. What can I do for you? Dance! Dance! Are you okay? Breakups. Is this okay? Energy? Beneficial action. Come on in. Bowl of grapes. Well done. Very good. Last one. Identity action. Identity action means non-difference. Non-difference. It is the non-difference from self, non-difference from others. For example, in the human world, the Tathagata took the form of a human being. From this we know that he did the same in other realms. When we know identity action, self and others are one. Lute, song, and wine are one with human beings. Dogen wrote that. I did not. Devas and spirit beings. Human beings are one with lute, song, and wine. Lute, song, and wine are one with lute, song, and wine. Human beings are one with human beings. Devas are all with devas. Spirit beings are one with spirit beings. To understand this is to understand identity action. Action means right form, dignity, correct manner. This means that you cause yourself to be in identity with others after causing others to be in an identity with you. However, the relationship of self and others varies limitlessly according to circumstances. The Guanzi says, the ocean does not exclude water. That is why it is large. The mountain does not exclude soil. That is why it's high. A wise lord does not exclude people. That is why they have many subjects. That the ocean does not exclude water is identity action. Water does not exclude the ocean either. This being so, water comes together to form the ocean. Soil piles up to form mountains. My understanding is that because the ocean itself does not exclude the ocean, it is the ocean and it is large. Because mountains do not exclude mountains, they are mountains and they are high. Because a wise lord does not weary of people, their people assemble. People means the nation. A wise lord means ruler of the nation. A ruler is not supposed to be weary of people or to weary people. A ruler is not supposed to weary of people. Not to weary of people does not mean to give no reward or punishment. Although a ruler gives reward and punishment, they do not weary of people. In ancient times, when people were less complicated, really? How would he know? Well, in ancient times, when people were less complicated, there was neither legal reward nor punishment in the country. Do we remember that time? It's in there, some little atom floating around from the universe. The concept of reward and punishment was different. Even at present, there should be some people who seek the way without expecting a reward. This is beyond the understanding of ignorant people, because a wise Lord understands this. They do not weary of people. People form a nation and seek a wise Lord, but as they do not completely know the reason why a wise Lord is wise, they only hope to be supported by the wise Lord. They do not notice that they are the ones who support the wise Lord. In this way, the principle of identity action is applied to both a wise Lord and all people. This being so, identity action is a vow of bodhisattvas. With a gentle expression, practice identity action for all people. How do you see it? Identity action, what comes to mind?
Nothing excluded.
Hold me closer.
Receive. Forgive me. I am Stormy Daniels.
Justice and liberation.
Non-judgment.
Eye to eye.
I disagree, but not really.
Trees are people too.
Community.
Accept.
Accept.
Art.
Art.
Oneness. Curiosity.
Identity action.
A rose under thorn.
Who's sitting up there?
Encampments.
You don't have to fix yourself.
Okay. Great. This is a juicy one. Identity action. Nothing excluded. Hold me closer. Breathing, receive, forgiving. I am Stormy Daniels. Justice and liberation, non-judgment, eye to eye. I disagree, but not really. Identity action, there are people. Trees are people too. Community, accept art, oneness. Identity action, curiosity. A rose and her thorn. No fear. Who's sitting up there? encampments. You don't have to fix yourself. You do not have to fix yourself. With a gentle expression, with a kind, compassionate attitude, we have to take care of our life and other people's lives. If we practice identity action, the other three methods of guidance are included. Very naturally, we can practice giving. We can practice loving speech. We can practice beneficial action. We can really help others. Then we can fulfill why we are here. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. For meditation supplies such as cushions, incense, liturgical instruments, Dharma books, and more, visit monasterystore.org. Support for your spiritual practice at home.